Yeah. But so far, nobody's there, so.
Hi, Bobby, you're muted.
He's
Can you
talking
read
to
us.
lips? No
He's talking to us, but it's not
problem.
there
I
yet.
was muted. I was chatting in
Okay,
the background.
good. You're good to go.
He's trying to do work.
So you guys good?
All right, thank you. Yo, we're gonna start our meeting. We have some items to do. So I'll call it to order. We're a little late, whatever time it is, 9:32. We need to approve the minutes for January. Everybody got sent the minutes. They're also, I think, in the packet. Did I put them in the packet?
I believe
Does somebody need to review them or can we approve them? Because I can make a motion to approve the minutes from.
I'll second.
Okay. Everyone in favor of approving the minutes? Thank you. Those are approved. I wanted to share, we have informational packets that Linda had picked up and was going to pick up some more for us.
Yeah.
And I did talk to both Carrie at the senior center and Liz at the library. They both said they're very happy to put packets out in both places. So I actually went in and met with Carrie at the senior center and gave her what I had. So she had some brochure holders and some other things. So she's going to put them where the information is, I believe, on the left when you come in. So she's doing that. And Liz, I didn't meet with yet because Carrie took most of the packets that we had left after Veterans Day. So I emailed Liz back and told her that Linda was picking up some more packets for us.
Yeah.
And when I got them,
Okay.
I would make a meeting and just run up to
Okay.
drop them off for
Okay.
her.
And I'm still working on getting those packets because I haven't had a chance to go to Newington, but
Okay.
I have an appointment on the 12th down there, so I will
Okay.
get them and
Then.
have them. I should have everything the next meeting.
And then that's pretty much agenda item three. Does anybody have any other questions about that? And then four, we have possible space to honor veterans. And we remember we had talked about, is there any space in the town hall? Is there any space in the building next door to the town hall? But those were said no.
How about
So
the library? Did we discuss that with the library?
I talked to Liz because the piece of that was we wanted to see, and it's a little out of order now, but it's okay. if we could use the display case, remember,
yes.
for November.
Yeah.
So that's a yes. We can use the display case in the library to put what we'd like to put in the space there. So everybody should really think about what we may want to put in the display case. If you go to the library, just walk through and look at it. I think we can put some of the books and then maybe just put our mission statement and all that and put that in there. But it would be nice if somebody has medals or any memorabilia from the service. So, no, huh? You do.
Yeah.
So we can use that display case. It is locked. I don't want anybody to put something really...
I've got some items I'd like to display.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. So I'm sure between everybody, we would have some stuff, and then we can put up, you know, like that book that we gave out on Veterans Day, some of the other things. I wanted to ask under that too, Linda had gotten a hardcover book.
Yeah.
I should have brought it.
Oh, with the veteran stuff in it for...
So it was written by Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw.
Remember that one?
Else. Yeah.
And somebody else?
Yeah.
Should I ask Liz if she wants to put it into the library so people could take it out?
So they could check it out and then return it? Oh, I think that would be nice. It has a lot of stuff in there.
Okay. And we could also use it. If we want to save it till November, and then I can ask her when I go meet her. Because that way we could put that in the display case too with that other book that you have gotten. We still have quite a bit of those.
If you send me a text with the title of the book, and I know it's Tim McGraw and someone else, and I'll see if I can locate it on Amazon. Because I got that book when I went to the VA in Newington. They were doing something for Veterans Day, and they had all the volunteers make coffee and put books and pamphlets out. And one of the ladies, she gave me that book. So, and it was the only one. So I'll see if Amazon has that book, because it's probably still in publishing.
Yeah, we probably should read it too, right?
Yeah. It's
I'll
pretty
look
cool.
Through it.
Yeah, because then we can have one, and then maybe they can put one in the library, keep one for the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has a lot of stuff about patriotism, songs,
and all that.
All that kind of stuff.
But, okay.
Yeah.
We had a discussion too. We're done with four. Does anybody have any questions about that?
The display area, is it in the library or right where you walk in?
It's right across from the desk where you check things out. It's that big lock. Yeah, walk in and then it's right there. So if people want to look and see, it's pretty big case though. So we could display quite a few things with a few.
Size of that screen.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. At least the size of that screen.
Yeah, even with all of us on the committee that are veterans or... If your parent, your dad or mom was veterans and they got awards and medals, we can, even if we don't put the physical medal there, we can probably take a picture of it and
put it on a stand or something.
Or we'll go on the internet and pull a picture of what the medal should look like. Like what you call it, Purple Hearts. We can have a copy of that. And then you don't have to actually put the physical medal there, but we can put it, you know, a copy of it, and then we can write underneath how that person got that Purple Heart or Navy Achievement Medal or Air Force, whatever accommodation.
Good idea.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
It is a locked cabinet though.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's a locked cabinet.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah.
She said it's pretty safe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, not too many people breaking into the box.
Because my awards, they can get that. I can send with stuff that I got because they still make it, but something maybe they don't make anymore. Maybe
So that's that. We talked about number five, Veterans Coffee House in Bolton. Eventually, interestingly enough, Carrie at the senior center said if we thought we would could help with it, that she would be okay doing that there.
Oh, wow.
At least to try something.
Oh.
So she says she just doesn't know, do you think people would come? We'd have to really publicize it and see. And I thought along with that, we should probably all go to that coffee house that they have in Manchester, but there's also one in Wyndham, and just check it out. It is the third Thursday. So I think it's February 15th or 17th would be the third Thursday. So I didn't know if people wanted to try to go this month, that Thursday, and see if we could see what it's like. It's the 15th. I wrote it right here.
And what time frame does that come?
It's 10 to 12:30 at the Army.
I think I have an appointment with my doctor, but let me find out what time. I don't think I can go.
Yeah, so that's the 15th, 10 to 12:30, because I was kind of wondering if they get a decent amount of people, too, because if they don't get a decent amount.
What, the Army Navy Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually, when the veterans, VFW of Manchester closed down, they took all of them in over there.
Yeah.
So they're all part of that now.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that. That's cool.
Yeah.
So they probably get a decent amount of people.
You would hope so, because it's a big town. But
problem with that place is, I don't know if you guys smoke or not, but they smoke in there because it's a private club.
Oh yeah,
it's legal. So
at the Army Navy, but they prohibited that. Maybe that's in
the. I haven't been there in years, but
that could be.
But they have bingo there every Saturday, I guess.
You go?
I've been, and there was no smoking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so maybe they changed that.
Maybe it's in the bar area.
Yeah.
Where they, well,
that's the way it was at the VFW in Manchester. It's now a karate place.
Yes.
Yeah.
The bar, you could smoke.
Yeah.
The others, but the, you know,
I say, yeah.
Bifold doors, so you could smell in the whole place. So I used to go there and play poker, but that ended. Any people interested in playing poker on Tuesday at the senior center, you know, think about it. I know you're over 55, right?
Yeah. yeah, I have.
I don't know. I have to check
in Willimantic, so I would.
Okay.
To go. But I can go probably before that or after that.
So that's just a thought to try to see what is going on there, and then we can see.
Okay.
Then. The next one is number 6, which is education for the committee. Linda, you were going to check when you go, but you didn't go yet, right?
No,
so
no,
you'll, so no, that'll be no, the first.
Yeah, so that'll be, because that's going to be an all-day event down there when I go. You got to hit a couple of different departments and talk to
okay.
different people. Yeah. And that education on that. Because you weren't here, we were going to get people in to come in and talk to other veterans to come in and talk to us about their organizations and what they do to help vets. And most of it, the people that run some of those organizations, they are also vets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that's about.
Yeah. All right, so now we're on FLAGBA. I think last time I presented that I got an email back from Chris Duffy and the Eagle Scout, who's doing the box. Is going to be out on leave for a little while. So I told him I'd give him 2 months and check with him in March again for the update to see what's going on, because this has been probably a good year, right, that we've been talking about having the Boy Scouts build this. Now, Kathy gave a suggestion that maybe at some point we could contact the Cub Scout leader and see if they'd want to do it for a badge. I don't know how practical, because Cub Scouts are like 6 and 7, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think so. They're little. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that's a thought. But I would like to wait this out a little bit and not just decide right now to take it away. So he still said it's going to be done. But the other thing we talked about was having a flag collection on Memorial Day. Would we want to put it in our bulletin, have a table out here, but it need to be manned by the committee on Memorial Day, at least at the green? And do we have anything that we could put the flags in for that time being? And then either just bring them right to the Army Navy Club. Because we thought if we don't get this box, maybe we could do a collection like twice in May and November and put it out on our Memorial Day. But we need like a little table probably to put a card table or something. And have somebody there, like at least for that hour that they do the ceremony. We could just say during the ceremony.
Then you'd need something to put the flags in.
No, yeah. There is some cardboard box here, though, they said, that they've had for years. If we can find it in here.
For that purpose?
It's always been for flags, yeah. It was bought, but it's just cardboard, so... Actually, I think Pam may have bought it years ago.
Yeah, it's for a one-time use that'll work, and we can put a table up on the town hall side of the green. And just note we can make, if you put it on your notice, and somehow we'll work it into the ceremony, that if you have a flag to be turned in, the boxes over in the green if we set it up.
So is that something we want to do then as a committee?
Yeah.
Everybody vote yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And so will we do it twice? Will we do it in May? Will we do it twice?
Well, we had discussed last month about doing that in May and November for Veterans Day. But hopefully by November we have a flag box somewhere. Okay. And then just have to pick the flags up and go. Let's let Bob. How about if we change? Can we change the agenda so you can talk about it? Because the Memorial Day parade is probably going to be the longer piece.
Yeah, mine will just take a minute or two. So,
So everybody agrees by consensus. We'll let Bob go about the tax relief update and tell us what needs to be done for that.
Yeah.
All right, so January was a horrible month for us. The board was just meeting every day, plus, I mean, every Tuesday, plus on budgets, etc. But what I have proposed and we'll be doing on this coming Tuesday is have the board authorize the subcommittee to meet with a representative of this committee to put together a proposal that we will have a public forum on. You know, this way, once we have a proposal, our goal, and it shouldn't take that long to do it. We should be able to do this in the month of February and bring it forward to the public for comments. And then with the results of that, bring it forward to the selectmen to vote on. So that's where we are. And I would have liked to have done it last month, but last month we were just getting our committees organized and not a good time. I think now we can actually get it done. So that's where we are. And soon as we have that on the committee, we will contact you and let you know when we'll meet. And we do the same thing. We can meet virtually as well, so that you don't have to worry about coming to a meeting. I'm going to try and see if we can schedule this during the daytime and not tie up anybody's evening.
Okay.
That's my preference, but I'm not quite sure what how that works with the other members. But so that's where we are. And sometimes Sometimes we're meeting late in the afternoon. I don't know which is better for you, for you guys. I mean, for if you'd want to be a part of it.
I think it's important that a couple people at least.
I know that. That's why I'm saying.
Write the proposal.
Suggest, and Barry, well, we'll think about that, because before we set a schedule up, we'll contact you and see, you know, with some proposals, and then go from there. So you should be there.
Yes. Yeah, so Barry definitely would want to be there, because he's the one who's been working on this.
Yeah. When's he come back from vacation?
I think he'll be back in mid-March.
Okay.
So he's not gone long.
All right. We'll make sure then that we're tying him in. We may just get the meet just to with them, just so I can fill them in as, since they're all new people, fill them in on what the discussions have been to this point, just so they know. And then we'll set up a meeting with the veterans organization to actually get into the weeds and the details and actual proposals.
Okay.
If that works for you guys.
Any questions for Bob? Linda has a question.
I have a question, Bob. So when they had that tax relief meeting to give tax discounts to the veterans for taxes, I was there, and one of the things that we had a problem with is that no one could really come up with the right number of veterans that would be entitled to that amount of money,
right?
We
do have that number now. What we had, unfortunately, what we started with, we had an error. We started with all the veterans that are listed. Well, of that, only about 60% are eligible, because you have to fall within that category of service during combat time, be it like Vietnam, Afghanistan, so on and so forth. So that eliminated a whole lot of veterans. So the number that we originally had was way too high. So it would be significantly lower, so that the dollar amount impact to the budget is obviously a lot lower. So that was a very critical thing at the very end.
And
unfortunately, you know, this whole change in the structure of the Board of Selectmen, everything had to be almost restarted again, because we're seven members, of which only two of us were part of the original part of this thing. So that's, you know, primarily due to for the delay. But now everybody's getting a feel of this thing working and getting the committee process going. So. Sorry for the delay, but it's just all this new stuff has taken a while for us to all get up to working together.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're probably the one who has the most history in the town of anybody. So you got a lot of.
That's why I made sure I'm going to be there.
Yeah, because that could be a problem. The transition is never easy, right?
Never easy, but you know.
Okay.
Not that change isn't good, just takes a while to get used to it. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. And get moving again. So
thank you.
Okay, so now the next big piece, because there's really nothing for the monument on the green. Bob, you didn't hear anything about that. We're going out of order for these two, so we can do the parade.
Nope.
Yeah, because Barry was trying to get a hold of Pam to find out what we needed to do for that. So I'll have to wait till he comes back on that.
I missed that, but what were you looking to do?
There was, way back, probably 6 months ago, there was a suggestion or a request to make sure that we include the other three wards that were not included on the town green. And so it's been tossed around about putting a stone back up there with a plaque. And Barry got a quote for both a monument and a plaque. And believe it or not, the plaque is $3,000 and the monument was $5,000 to $6,000, right? Right. So they were thinking we could probably get a stone moved. Remember, you had said the town crew probably could help with that.
Yeah.
But then getting the plaque is still $3,000. So Barry was trying to find out how to move forward with that.
Yeah.
Like, do we have to raise all the $3,000? Is there money someplace else?
Okay. That would be one. You know what? That would be one where we might consider applying for the Hartford Foundation for Giving. It's the library has, we got funds to do the patio in the back. The library applied for it in the back of that. So this might be, I have to, Pam has that, would have that information for you. If Kathy, want to just give her a call? She can give you that, a contact on that, I think.
Yeah,
it would be worth a contact to see if they'd be willing to consider it. And if they were, then for us would be, all right, get a price, get a plan, and submit it to them. If they, if they're willing to fund it, then we can go from there.
Yes, because Linda had also gotten a big packet of information about where you could get monuments, but a lot of it was specific to certain states, so there was only maybe one or two things in there that might have been a possibility to get. So, and most of it was community-based organizations, like could we get money from a Lions Club, those type of things.
Well, this is a similar one, except it's more broad-based than community, but that's it has a lot of money behind them, so they're the ones that certainly could easily fund this if they were willing to do it.
Yeah, even if they funded a good chunk of it, it'd be a lot easier to raise a little bit of money than to raise $3,000 or something.
The town contribution could be the installation of it. You know, prepping the site and doing all that. That would be, because a lot of that the town side donation or the organization side is in kind donation, which is work. I don't think that would be an issue. If that particular organization could help, that would be funded. I think we'd have to have a pretty good idea of, well, you got a rough cost, but of what it is and what we wanted. I think back then we were talking about if it's going to be a plaque, the bronze one, that being stolen left and right, do you want a bronze or not? Or do you want an engraved stone? That would be, no one's going to take that. That'd be the other thing to look at.
Okay.
Like we did for the vet, for the Vietnam ones. That's a stone. That's basically a stone that's engraved on the stone. We can add names, but that you can add names to it if we needed to. And though once you're a veteran from that area, you're a veteran from that era. Yeah.
That's a regular, isn't that a regular memorial stone though? The veteran.
Yeah, it is.
Probably 5,000, Bob.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of writing on it and a lot of work on that. And I think that's
seven. Because now the
Vietnam, just a wing on that big stone. There's a big
wing on it, right?
That stone would probably be, I bet, 20 or 30,000 now. What do you think? Right?
Really?
Yes, The small
well, that tells you how old I am.
Now are 4 to 5.
Okay. Well, if he's gotten something, then you know we kind of, I don't know what Barry where Barry's in that was in that business for a while. He's probably the guy to coordinate that. But I think we've got a pretty good chance of applying to get that grant. Whether it comes because they have it, you know, they have it funds, new funds every year. So may be more funds coming down this year too for that. But that's the one I would definitely contact, see if they were willing to consider it, and then put together a proposal for them.
Okay. Now we're on the parade, I guess. Any other questions about that? I think I put in all your packets, I hope I did anyways, the task list for the parade. I got to find my task list. And I brought everyone. Bob doesn't have this, but you know the parade by heart anyways. But anyways, we already started working on some of these pieces that we have to do. Barry already emailed the school to just say he's going to be gone and this is what we need from the school. Just so they'd be aware, because the superintendent then hands it to the principals and then they get all the kids, because that's a big piece of both the parade, because the band marches in it and all that, and the chorus and all that, and then the piece with the ceremony, like half the ceremony is the school system here, right? Wouldn't you say half?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Barry did that. I contacted, just to start a little bit, John Toomey about if he still wants to do the historical piece, and the pastor about the opening and closing prayer.
And I promise to practice his name.
No, forget it. Just call him Pastor Brandon.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
That's it. That's what everybody calls him. That's okay. What you do. So anyway, we need to look at it. Normally, the first selectman gets the selectman contingency, and the town hall does the resident troopers.
Yep.
Right? So normally, I just sent a letter to Kathy last year to identify those two things, mostly because I couldn't get in touch with the residents. So, and then John always orders the flags. And does right. Puts all the equipment up. So I think those I can email quick and try to get that started. What we probably need is we need to talk about someone to contact the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and probably the rec director here to get those pieces moving. I don't think, honestly, the aerial paperwork for the flyover, I don't know if that's worth it, Bob, because Pam and I did that, all that paperwork, and then sent it off.
Right, and it gets sucked up into that bureaucratic nightmare.
Yeah, I have to go to the Pentagon, so... Right.
No.
Did it even get there? And mm-mm. Where did it go once it got there? And
no.
And so I'm not sure that's worth it to do again. There's the town newsletter, which I can probably do that quick. But if there's anybody that's willing to take some pieces of this off and do them, like you've been contacting the fire department, making sure they
I
do
got that. I'll cover that for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And Bob, what do you think about master ceremony?
What about that?
Do you want to do it? Do we want to try to find somebody? Does anybody have ideas? Because we first asked if there was anyone on the committee who's a veteran wants to do it. But last year, no one really wanted to. Look at Paul. He's laughing. He's like, no thanks.
I don't mind doing it. I mean, it's a very meaningful ceremony, and I very much enjoy being a part of it. So, I'd love to do it just one more time.
We've all heard that.
We were trying to get somebody to relieve him last year. So he wouldn't have to do it, but now
what we might look at is if there's someone else that might want to, we work together, they may want to introduce something else, and so whoever masters ceremonies, it's a much simpler type thing, because the part I really like doing is introducing the veterans, bringing them forward, and doing the veteran salute. That's
right. So you're going to keep that for sure.
That I want, definitely want to do that.
Okay.
But if someone else wants to do just the other part, that would be great. Wonder if Pam would love to do that.
Well, you know what I was wondering? If there's any new selectmen that would want to be the master of ceremony too. Anybody a veteran that's on the Board of Selectmen now besides you?
Okay. No. No. We're a real minority. No, there isn't. That's the thing.
No one in the fire department either, is there?
Well, there are veterans in the fire department. I'll check with Bruce to see if someone else might want to do that.
All right, I'm gonna write that. So you'll check with Bruce.
Yep.
I don't see why. Maybe Pam or Rodney would want to do it.
Well, Rodney's doing the speech, so you really wouldn't want him being part of the ceremony as first selectman. But Pam is, obviously, she speaks in front of all kinds of people in the drop of a hat. She's a very capable person to do it, and it'd be nice to having, if you will, someone from the other gender. So.
You want me to ask her?
I mean, I beat on her all the time. Let somebody else do it for you.
All right, I'm just writing myself a note so I don't forget.
That it would be, we would work it together. You know, I do a part of it, she would do it, a part of it.
All right.
Okay. So we got to put a question mark next to Pam's name on that, huh?
Yeah.
And then possibly Pam. Kathy's got to ask something.
Okay, and who's going to do the fire department? I'm going to email Rodney then, so he knows about getting all the selectmen together.
Yeah.
I already emailed the pastor and the other one. We'll work on Pam for that. We're not going to do the aerial. Anybody willing to contact Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and the rec director?
I'll do it.
I'm going to give you the, this is the parade thing. It's got all the emails on it.
Okay.
So I'll give you that after then. So Linda will take those three pieces.
Hey, Kathy, I've got some calls coming in. You mind if I drop out now?
No, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye, I'll see Bye. I see the Girl Scout Boy Scouts, but
and the rec director is number 11.
All right, I'll just put mine.
She'll just contact whatever Bolton teams.
Okay.
And that's it. We're not doing this. All right. I think we're at least good with some stuff. And
so we're not doing 12, right? Yeah. Okay. 12 is out.
No, 12's out. I'm going to just take the town newsletter that I had last year and send it to them, because if you remember last year, we did the parade in April and May. Had them send out stuff on the parade. I'll put the flag piece in. So will this committee, most people be at the ceremony, do you think? I know Paul always goes, right? I try to go now. Did you go? I don't remember. You did too, right? We all went.
The one
right here on the town green. So we could, if we have a small table, we could staff that.
Yeah.
A little bit of time. And I would just, I'll write the thing that says we'll take flags during the ceremony or immediately after. All right? Because if they have them, and then we can.
How will they know to bring them?
No, I'll put it in the newsletter.
Okay.
Twice. And I'll make sure they put that. I'll add that one piece to it, that we're going to collect flags. And then we'll just have to bring them to the Army Navy.
What is the process for burning the flags?
There's a whole ritual.
And the Boy Scouts used to take them.
Yeah.
I was told here.
I went to one once, and it's like hours long.
Well, really, right way. Really, it's not just a simple operation then.
I just went to one in Florida.
Okay.
They got so many flags, they didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So what they did.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
One ceremony with one flag, and then they just had a pile that they lit on fire for the rest of the flag.
Oh, I see.
They got hundreds of flags. So, it was long.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
It's a specific routine.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, you could study up on it and do it for us.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Well, you would think the Army Navy Club and VFW, they would have some between the two of them.
Yeah.
Because they said the flags could be dropped off there mostly anytime they're open. So
they must have some way they get this one.
They get them, and then they must have a place to store them down there, and then do it a couple times, I would think twice a year or whatever.
Or they might send them somewhere to be done. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, that is true, because how many people are they doing this? But you would think they would do it. No.
No.
That's a good question to ask. All right. I think we're pretty good then, and we'll keep moving on this and just have this. Does anybody have a card table for that? If we had to collect something small? Or,
yeah, I do.
You have one?
Yeah, I have about 5 or 6 of the long tables and 2 card tables.
Yeah, because we probably only need a card table that day.
Yeah.
And I'll keep some flags. We could put it on the card on something, and I probably have a red tablecloth or something you can throw over the card table.
And I got a couple of little folding chairs to go with it. So
okay. So we can do that. Okay, does anybody have, we're pretty much done, I think. Any new agenda items?
That means they're going to be a certain time when they bring the flags to this table, like at the end of the ceremony.
I think if we're there and I would think right after or right preceding the ceremony, because I don't want people walking around during.
During it, it wouldn't be.
If we can afford it. I'll word it so it sounds like not during the ceremony or bringing them.
Yeah.
And we could put a table there.
They can bring it prior to the ceremony.
You know, and honestly, if the table's there and we have some kind of little
sign,
no one's going to take that. So if the box is there, we're just going to have to find out where the box is up here. Okay. If not, we're going to have to do something so it doesn't look disrespectful. Oh, it's got to be. You have to be up there. And if I'm not around for some reason, our sign, so everybody knows, for the parade lineup is right over here, stored on the stage. They're all there that Bob had made last year. So those are all there. So we could just, we'll just have to take them and do that. Okay, I think we're done. If there's no new agenda items, I'd put a motion to adjourn. We need a second.
A second.
Yeah, and we all say yes.
Yeah.
And then let me try shutting this off in case we.
And Kathy, we'll give you the stuff for the Boy Scout and the Girl Scout.
End meeting for all.